Back here in the States, a conviction overturned. Here now's Dean Russell reports from Kansas City.
Outside the Wyandotte County Courthouse in Kansas City, Kansas, a crowd is gathering around 41-year-old Lamont McIntyre. He's easy to spot, tall and gaunt with thick, black-rimmed glasses. His smile is enormous because after serving 23 years in prison for a crime he never committed, this is McIntyre's first day as a free man.
I don't even think it's words to describe that. I mean, the best way I can describe it is I felt human for the first time. I felt like I had my life back, so I felt pretty happy.
An organization called the Innocence Project says that between 40,000 and 100,000 people in American prisons did not commit the crime they've been accused of. But the number of exonerations is far lower, about 2,000 people since 1989. So McIntyre considers himself lucky.
I walked around the neighborhood the other day. That feels so good. Even the sun feels different out here. The air tastes different. Everything smells different. It's just different. Freedom has its own way of getting into your senses.
In 1994, when McIntyre was just 17, he was charged with gunning down two young men in broad daylight. The description of the suspect was sparse, but justice was swift. Later that day, Lamont McIntyre was in custody with a one-way ticket to prison.
For me, it was scary because I was by myself. I was 17. It was like everything the nightmares are made of, or the worst thing you can think about a place like that, is that more.
There were issues with the case. No evidence that McIntyre knew the victims. No fingerprints, no murder weapon, no motive. The case rested on just two eyewitnesses, but it was enough for jurors to convict.
I talked to a lot of people, talk shows, organizations.
Rosie McIntyre is Lamont's mother.
Nobody heard me. It was like my voice didn't matter.
But she knew her son was innocent. As a single mother in a poor black community, finding help was near impossible.
It broke me down. I had nervous breakdowns, not one, but two. I wanted anybody to know that he's not that type of person. I never gave up, though, so I finally found the right people, but it took years.
People like Cheryl Pilot.
I've been on this case for 8 years, and we've had two different Innocence Projects involved, several different investigators. It's really taken a village.
Pilot is a Kansas City attorney who was one of the few willing to answer Rosie's call. For years, she pored over documents and found evidence of police negligence or worse.
They did nothing to examine or analyze the forensics, didn't look for the weapon, didn't look for the getaway car. They were happy to rest on these incredibly brief, incredibly superficial, almost meaningless interviews that all told added up to 19 and a half minutes for a double homicide that could send someone away to prison for the rest of his life.
We need to be looking at our system of justice because it does not work.
Saundra Newsom is perhaps the least likely advocate for McIntyre. Her son, Danielle Quinn, was one of the men he was accused of killing. She says she knew it wasn't McIntyre because her family saw the whole thing happen.
How long did you know that he was innocent?
From the beginning. Don's father told me they got the wrong guy.
Newsom wanted to help find her son's real killer. She even vowed never to visit Danielle's grave until Lamont McIntyre was freed.
Lamont! When I say free, you say Lamont! Free!
Lamont!
Free!
Lamont!
Two decades and three failed appeals later, the call for freedom grew into a public roar. On October 13th, the county district attorney said he'd no longer contest McIntyre's innocence, and later called for an investigation into the Kansas City detective that led McIntyre's case. That detective denied any misconduct. For Rosie McIntyre, she's still thinking about the day her son came home.
That was the best feeling of my life, to see my son free, no more bars. I could just touch him anytime I want, hug him, love him.
Lamont isn't the same person he once was. He says while he loves his family, sometimes he feels estranged after missing so many important moments, including the death of his grandfather. And now, into his 40s, he says he's missed his window to have his own family. But he is ready for a new life.
It's challenging. It's different, but I'm getting used to it. I mean, it's just, I want to do the same thing everybody else do that's free. I want to figure it out. You know, for one, I'm going to get in barber school, get my license. I've been cutting hair my whole life. I'm going to get a podcast, you know, do a podcast. So I'm going to do that. And I'm just going to follow my heart, follow my spirit.
He'll be starting from scratch because while most states offer exonerees some compensation, Kansas offers nothing. He and his mother say that's okay.
Whatever's meant for me to have in this life, whatever it is, like compensation-wise, I'm going to get what I need to get based on who I am and based on who I serve. You know, so God's going to take care of me like he always has, so I don't worry about it.
I already won my lottery. That's all I wanted, my child back. I'm all right.
Seeing the McIntyre's joy has also brought some comfort to Sondra Newsom, who hasn't had a chance to properly mourn her son.
For me, it was a give and a take at the same time. And I felt a bit, not jealous, but I don't know the word.
Have you been able to visit your son's grave?
Not yet. Because I know then when I do that, it's final.
Perhaps now she will. For Here and Now, I'm Dean Russell, reporting from Kansas City, Kansas.